But I need to let you know you are listening to WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us, and the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, VA. I'm your host, Tall Feathers. The show is Intertribal, comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m., and has been doing so, give or take an hour here or there, ever since July 9th, 2005. Again, I started out pretty much just an hour, but was given permission to fill up the time to the British breakfast. Eventually, over time, it just became, well, what it is. And it was due to your support, and it just has blown me away how popular the show has actually become, and I'm humbled by it, and I appreciate it a great deal. Thank you for sticking with me and for spreading the news and having other listeners join in. I appreciate the new ones just as much as I do the old ones. It is most important. All right, what are we going to do next? You know, I'm going to first play a new CD again, or not again, but at least a new CD. This is from Leanne Brady, and it is Songs of the Native American Church. The CD is entitled In Jesus' Name. What I find interesting about this is the fact that it's a female. Typically, the CDs that I have that contain Native American Church singers have all been male. And when I received this and I looked at it, it was definitely different. And I was very eager to listen to it. I hope you enjoy her voice. I know I do. And again, this is for off the CD In Jesus' Name, Leanne Brady. And this is a set of four Native American church songs. And I do hope I have everything lined up well, and it goes right here. Enjoy.
Oh, listener.
For a million miles.
And you're listening to Inner Tribal on WRIR 97.3.
I feel like I'm chasing the sun. I wanna slow down for just a little
And that is Michael Butcher off the 7 CD with Eagle Song. Wow. The first time I heard that, I just was so blown away. And I knew I had to play that here. All right, just before that, Leanne Brady with a set of 4 Native American church songs. And again, I'm so typically used to hearing the men sing. It was awesome having a woman's voice, and I really enjoy the CD, and I'm looking forward to playing it more in the coming months. All right. It is 15 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. If you've just been joining us, you may or may not be aware. If you've looked at the blog, it's current and up to date. I'm going down memory road today. This is a 6th anniversary show. If everything calculated out correctly, this is my 314th show. What's funny is, in 6 years, I still haven't done a year's worth of shows. No wonder I don't get paid to do this. All right, yeah, well, my hand at comedy, what can I tell you? All right, every Thursday night this summer, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and the Richmond Jazz Society invite you to take a break from the work week and groove to an electric mix of jazz ensembles in Virginia Museum of Fine Arts' Best Cafe. Coming up on July 14th from 6 to 9 p.m., Golden Slipper performs unique baritone vocal interpretations of favorite jazz standards. Admission is free, and light fare and beverage are available. For more information, you can visit vmfa.museum. All right, here we go. We're going to take another trip down memory lane. This is a almost 17-minute piece, I want to let you know you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rar.org. This is one of my, how can I put it? When the show first started, one of my goals was to have a powwow drum circle live on air. And not only has that been fulfilled, but it's been fulfilled several times with this wonderful group, Yatanand, who selflessly come out and go out of their way. Most of the time when they come in, they've got a powwow to get out to. So they get up. Not only do they have to get up early because they're traveling to the powwow, but they have to get up extra early to make time to stop in. The last time, this is a recording, a mixture of the recording from the last time they were here when we did the blanket dance Saturday. So it will speak for itself. I hope you are enjoying Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to the live room. And as we got Yatanand standing by on deck, ready to gift us with song and drum. And I am specifically calling this show Native Blanket Saturday. How's everyone doing in there?
All right, we're doing good.
All right. In the spirit of Native Blanket, why don't you share that, since you've done blanket songs or the blanket dance songs? What is that about?
You know, Katie, that's a really good question. The blanket dance is a special thing in our culture. If you can envision the dance circle and during certain ceremonies of sorts where people trying to help other people out, you'll commonly see 4 ladies with blankets that will dance around the circle while the drummers are drumming. And people from the crowd and vendors and anybody with a few spare dollars in their pocket will put these dollars in this blanket. And again, it's to help people out, whether it's during their journeys. And their journeys could be various things, from dealing with a sick and aging family member to a college education to just getting to the next powwow. So the blanket dance is a neat way to honor individuals during their journey.
And what is the purpose for this?
Well, Katie, Yatanand drummers and singers are getting ready to travel all the way to Michigan at the end of August.
Oh, wow.
And this trip isn't necessarily without its financial needs. So we were just wondering, possibly if your listening community could help us get to Michigan and back.
Enjoy, everyone. This is Yatanand. Right. Let them get their headphones on.
Well, what'd you think?
That was dancing. I like that. That was nice. Is that something new?
That is something new. Matter of fact, we just started singing that this morning. How'd you like it?
That was awesome.
All right.
All right. Have you caught your wind yet?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay, what are you gifting this time?
Hey, Pernell, what do you think? What do you think you want to do now? We're going to do the wake-up song. All right.
That works. All right, everyone. Sit tight. Here's another one from Yatanand. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And I have the lead, the champion dancer and lead drummer, correct?
That is correct.
And you are Pernell Richardson, correct?
That's correct, with the Halawasa Pony tribe from North Carolina.
You can lift the mic up and pull it just a little closer. Works better that way.
All right, how's that?
That's awesome. We have basically two things. You just shared with me having to deal with the federal recognition.
I was contacted this week by the chief of the Chickahominy, and they're having a federal recognition, basically mini powwow. I don't want to call it a powwow, but gathering on the July the 29th and 30th out in Innsbruck. And that's the only information I have at this moment. But as I get that information, I can pass it on to Katie. And then she can inform you listeners on what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's the end of July.
That's
so
correct.
Plenty of time to get me that information.
Yes, it's in the evening time. It's like from like 5 to 9 o'clock in the evening. So
and that's out of Innsbruck?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So
how'd you Indians get so mainstream?
I don't know. I got some pool somewhere, I reckon.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That is awesome. That's fantastic.
That's a wonderful thing. So once I get that information, I'll pass it to Katie, and she'll get it out to your listeners and come out and support the Virginia tribes that are seeking federal recognition.
Absolutely. And your daughter.
Yes.
We're going to get her on air in here one time soon.
Yeah, my daughter is Melina Richardson. She attends, she's coming up a junior at Patrick Henry High School. And on July the 7th, she is in a 5K run walk. She's trying to raise money to educate people with epilepsy, and because she suffers from that. And she runs track, and she's her team is the third in the region here. Running track, so I'm very proud of her. And so if you guys want to get out and get some exercise, you don't have to run it. It's also a walk. So come, it's at Patrick Henry High School. So if you want to come out and be a part of that, we appreciate it. The more Native people we can get out to support her in this, the more we can educate people as well.
This is Yattanand and their clan song. Enjoy.
Hey!
is this? I mean, how many years have you guys been together as a hoop?
As a drum group, a lot of us have been together for over 10 years. Some of the guys just came aboard within the last year. But the core of the group has been together about 7 years now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we sticking together and, you know, we have our up and downs, but, you know, we put in the time, we put in the effort, and, you know, as we grow as a drum group, our songs grow, and, you know, hopefully we can get more, you know, Native American men come and sit on the drum that can sing, you know.
Now your drum circle is a little different than most, is it not?
Well, we're intertribal drum group. Most, you know, drums, you know, you see nowadays are, they're all in from the same area. So if I'm Hollowatz Pony, we got 12 Hollowatz Pony men around the drum scene.
Right.
Well, here in the Richmond area, you know, you're away from your tribe, you're away from your people that you grew up with. So because of the powwows, we were able to meet a lot of good men, and this is how we started our drum group. So, you know, we got Chickahominy, Upper Mattapony, Meherrin, Hollowatz Pony, and Cherokee. And and Apache as well. We just got the big boy just showed up. So, you know. So, I mean, it's just wonderful, you know, helping, you know, Native people reconnect to their culture when they move out of the area. Yeah. There's, you know, at least have something to grab hold to and connect to.
Gene on the British Breakfast, WINRR.org for 97.3 LPFM.
Dreaming of Gene and the British Breakfast, WINRR.
Oh, I do like a British Breakfast on a Saturday.
This is Michael Murphy reminding you that Mellow Madness is on WRIR every Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be playing all kinds of soul, jazz, and funk records from around the world. Mellow Madness on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
All right, and you are listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.wrir.org. We've been going down memory lane with Yatanand on this last segment. I've got one more piece that I want to play from them, and then we'll go back to regular show, so to speak. All right, I want to also thank Tommy Rock for stopping by. He gifted me a handmade t-shirt. No, he didn't make the t-shirt, but he made the design on the t-shirt. It's celebrating WRIR and Intertribal's 6th anniversary. And for that, I am very grateful. It's an awesome shirt, and I know I will wear it proudly. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And he basically stated he did this because of what I do, because I bring the music to the public. Well, the music's there. I'm just an avenue, and I appreciate Creator allowing me to have this opportunity to do this. And the word is getting out. People are coming, sharing their information, and it's been a wonderful journey, sometimes not so easy. But it's definitely been worth it. So let's continue with the music, since we will be running out of time and the British Breakfast will be in soon. We will go to the last segment. This is pretty much, we were wrapping everything up. They were done playing. And then I happened to announce my anniversary, and this is what happened.
Katie, we wanted to definitely thank you for the opportunity. Every time we visit you, we get positive feedback from the community. So it's a pleasure and a privilege for us to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, the honor and pleasure is definitely mine, gentlemen. And I wanted to share with you that July 9th, I don't know if I'll be here or not, but July 9th is actually my actual 6th anniversary of doing Intertribal, bringing it to the air. So this is kind of a celebratory time frame for me as well. And I want to thank you for taking the time.
Well, Katie, that's wildly important to us. That being the case, can we do an honor song for you?
I would. Oh, my God. I would be so. Oh, you're going to bring me to tears
let's
today.
Let's do this. All right. Let's do this.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Let's do this for Katie. And let's do a shout out for Tim, our engineer. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Song for Miss Katie.
I can't thank you, gentlemen and ladies, enough.
Okay.
Thank you, Yatanan.
Thank you for being a trailblazer in our community.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. It's an honor. I think you know who that's going out to. Just, I couldn't do an anniversary celebration without sending you something. All right. Let's keep the music going. Again, thank you to Yatanand for that honor song. That was so impromptu and so unexpected, but I'm honored nonetheless. And let's keep the music going because I'm running out of time. Enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. We've been enjoying Intertribal's 6th anniversary. Sorry, had launched the wrong one.
Are we just an invisible in the air who can see past the mirrors and lights? They use their words like a surgeon while they cut away a treaty rights. Or they hide away in the shadow and sing praise at the end of the day. The catchword of encroachment, and Shoshone land is taken away like some invisible India. Invisible India. When will it be enough? We're not the invisible India. We are not the invisible India. We can see what is happening here. They laugh out loud and shake your hand. A coyote that is always near. And your sovereignty will disappear like some invisible India. Invisible India. When will it be enough? We're not the invisible India. Bell Butte needs the quiet for the Sioux. San Francisco Beach will be desecrated too. Enough is enough. We're not some invisible India. Now they go and mess with the wild rice. Now they go and play on our sacred sites. Enough is enough. We're not the invisible India. Not the invisible.
And that was Gabriel Ayala with Remembrance. Whew. I remember meeting him and seeing him perform that before it was even recorded at Canyon Records to go on the CD Remembrance. What an awesome experience that was. I really enjoyed that. Just before that, Invisible Indian with Michael Butcher and Boogie Woogie by Cornbread. I want to take a moment. I'm actually not going to end with my typical song. I've got something that I want to play that I actually didn't get to play last week, being, you know, it was the weekend of the 4th, so I figured I'd play it this time. So the British Breakfast doesn't have as long as they need to get ready, because it's a shorter song. Anyway, I've enjoyed this show. 6 years. Wow. Gene, 6 years. I've been doing the show, and I figured it out, 314 shows, not even a year's worth of shows in six years. Yeah.
You know how many shows you've done?
Yeah, 314.
Gosh.
Yes, as of today.
Wow.
Total.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I can only say it's been an awesome journey. It's definitely allowed me to meet people I typically would not have met or interacted with. Certainly would never have considered, you know, if I hadn't done the show, I wouldn't be a radio personality in Richmond. Do I need to turn the mic up? Okay. I'm not going to have you fight me.
Radio personality indeed.
Yeah. But are you by yourself today?
I'm by myself. The princess is in New York.
Oh,
so the frog... The frog is here to give you a show, and I have to tell you that I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing the show without the use of caffeine.
So, that is awesome.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, I got like 3 minutes left, and again, see me next week. Let's start a whole new year of Intertribal and just kick it up and enjoy, see where it goes from here. It's been a wonderful 6 years. May it be another wonderful six. Thank you to everyone who's called or stopped by. Thank you. Have you seen my T-shirt? You moved my T-shirt.
I saw that it was a pretty color and it had a design on it, but I don't know what it says.
It says on the front.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Where did that come from?
Tommy Rock.
Yeah?
One of my avid listeners.
Indeed. Wow. That is an avid listener.
Yes.
None of my listeners would ever do anything like that for me.
And stop by.
Yeah, right. You know, from like, you know...
England?
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Just take that, you know, jet. All
yeah,
right.
From, you know, the island of Mull,
yes.
You know, whatever. So.
All right, well, let me launch this. Joanne Shenandoah, America, enjoy.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly
you figure 6 years I'd get this right.
That's the song that they always screw up at football games.
Well, this is the Star Spangled Banner.
American football.
Enjoy.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And its red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Star-spangled
To end your show up, Miss Feathers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's awesome. I love that piece. I just wish I'd gotten it right, you know. I mean, hey.
If you were lucky enough in a UK listener or whatever, you just heard the tail end of Intertribal, which is a Native American show that runs from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on WRIR, and it's quite unique and... you know, we're very proud of her for the accomplishment she has made in the years that she has done the show. Congrats, dear.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's been a lot of fun.